You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Caitlin Lee, 25, has a friend over at the apartment she shares with her three children. Caitlin and the girlfriend are filming a TikTok in the kitchen, and they hear a banging on a window. While the friend is still filming, Caitlin walks to the window. She asks, "What are you doing here?" before three gunshots ring out, shattering the window. The video quickly cuts off as Caitlin falls to the ground. Caitlin's friend spots Caitlin's ex-boyfriend, Joshua Thompson, running away.
Nancy, Caitlin had moved three times in 4 months because she was so afraid of Thompson. Thompson had previously been arrested for domestic battery against Caitlin, and she had been granted an emergency protection order against him. Thompson called his brother shortly after the shooting, confessing to killing Caitlin. Thompson's brother urged him to call 911, and Thompson turned himself in.
Caitlin Lee, just 25, pronounced dead on the scene. Ex-boyfriend Joshua Thompson, 25, now charged with murder. A Gulfport, Mississippi police officer gets a text from an unknown number stating, "Yo." The officer responds, "What's up?" The texter asks, "Want to smoke? I got some gas." That's slang for high percent THC marijuana. The officer says he doesn't think he'll be able to. The texter responds, "Stop capping. We smoke all the time." Finally, the officer sends a selfie holding up his badge, informing the texter they've got the wrong number. The officer does not intend to file charges, but writes in a Facebook post, "Nothing like a wrong number text to really spice up someone's day." You mean light up the day? More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A woman accused of aiding a fugitive prisoner in North Carolina has now made her first court appearance. With details, here's Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
32-year-old Jacobia Crisp faces serious charges, including aiding and abetting a fugitive and harboring an escapee. Authorities allege that Crisp played a key role in helping Ramon Alston, a convicted murderer, evade capture after he escaped from a transport van last week. According to the Orange County Sheriff's Office, Alston, who was already serving a life sentence for the 2015 killing of a one-year-old child, managed to break free from his leg restraints and flee during a medical appointment in Hillsborough. His escape sparked a widespread manhunt involving multiple law enforcement agencies, including the FBI and U.S. Marshal Service. The search ended 3 days later when Alston was apprehended at a hotel in Kannapolis. He has since been relocated to the state's maximum security facility in Granville County, where he may face additional charges related to his escape. Crisp was later arrested that same day in Alamance County. She posted a $30,000 bond and was released, this according to court records. Sheriff Charles Blackwood revealed that Crisp and Alston had been in communication for several months, primarily over the phone, though the nature of their relationship remains under investigation.
Crisp is due back in court on September 13th. She could face a prison sentence exceeding 5 years if convicted on both felony counts. Now to the sentencing of an inmate involved in the 2018 killing of infamous Boston gangster James Whitey Bulger at a federal prison in West Virginia. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
Paul J. DeColigiero, a Massachusetts gangster, has been sentenced to over 4 years in federal court after pleading guilty to an assault charge connected to Bulger's death. Originally facing up to 10 years, DeColigiero's sentence adds to the 25-year term he's serving for a 2006 conviction related to a heroin purchase later used in the attempted murder of a teenage girl. Prosecutors had alleged that DeColigiero and fellow inmate Freddie Gias used a lock attached to a belt to fatally bludgeon the 89-year-old Bulger shortly after his transfer to USP Hazleton from Florida. However, during court proceedings, it was clarified that DeColigiero acted as a lookout, not a direct assailant. Court records reveal inmates knew of Bulger's imminent arrival at Hazleton, with one inmate testifying that DeColigiero had labeled Bulger a snitch and planned to attack upon his entry into their unit. Prosecutors stated that DeColigero, while not delivering the fatal blows, assisted Gius in the aftermath with his DNA found on blankets used to cover Bulger's body. Gius, charged with murder and conspiracy to commit first-degree murder, faces a hearing on September 6th. If convicted, he could receive a life sentence, though the Justice Department has opted not to pursue the death penalty. Another inmate, Sean McKinnon, pleaded guilty in June to lying to FBI agents and received credit for 22 months served, returning to Florida to complete his supervised release. James Whitey Bulger, a notorious figure in Boston's criminal underworld during the 1970s and 80s, was also an FBI informant, feeding the agency information on rival gangs. After fleeing Boston in 1994, tipped off by his FBI handler about an impending indictment, Bulger evaded capture for over 16 years.
Bulger's capture at age 81 led to a 2013 conviction for 11 murders and numerous other crimes committed while purportedly serving as an informant.
Thanks, John. Stanley Katowski, 60, whisked away from Massachusetts to Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, by wife Jackie and son Zach. For the last month, Stanley's been having intense anxiety attacks and insomnia. His family thought a vacation was very much needed. A few days into the trip, before anyone else is awake, he walks out of their rented beach house without his cell phone, wallet, or shoes. Searches with dog teams, helicopters, drones, and boats turn up nothing. Stanley, 6 feet tall, 200 pounds, short brown hair, brown eyes, thick Boston accent, last seen wearing a gray Coors Light t-shirt and dark colored shorts. Anyone with information on Stanley Katowski, now missing 2 weeks, call Beaufort County, South Carolina Sheriffs, 843-524-2777.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.